Now we're going to spend some time exploring loyalty. Resting your hands in your lap or on your knees, wherever's comfortable for you. Bringing your awareness to your spine so it's gently straight. Slight tuck of the chin so the neck is also stretched gently and straight. You can simply drop your gaze or allow your eyes to gently close. Bring your awareness now to the physical sensations of the breath. This may be the movement of the belly, the chest, or even the sensation of the breath passing through your nostrils. Just allow your awareness to settle on those physical sensations of the breath for a few moments now. What do we mean by loyalty? Is loyalty something simple and straightforward? Or is it a more complex quality that benefits from further exploration? Is it something we feel instinctively, or something we think about more deeply? How important is loyalty? What contribution does it make to our happiness? Where do we experience loyalty most strongly? In the head, the heart, or somewhere else in the body? The 16 guidelines define loyalty as being good-hearted and dependable in all our relationships. Loyalty is at its most visible in the public arena. When we show our loyalty to a country, a cause, or a sports team. However, the essence of loyalty is more intimate. It's about one person being willing to unfailingly support and be true to another, whatever the circumstances, whatever the personal risks or discomfort. Giving and receiving loyalty is the key to building stable friendships and relationships. We flourish when we feel safe and supported, valued and understood. Can you bring to mind a time when a family member or friend or colleague was particularly loyal to you? Perhaps when you were feeling hurt or vulnerable. And when they stood up for you in a way that made you feel very different. Perhaps you had been unfairly criticized or being ignored or felt threatened. Can you picture an occasion in your mind? What did this person say or do to support you? Did their support make a practical difference? Or was it their emotional support that mattered most to you? Relive the experience as much as you can, recalling the positive connection between you and this family member, friend, or colleague. How did it feel to experience their loyalty towards you? Did it change your relationship with them? How do you feel about it now? Among the 16 guidelines, loyalty is one of the most powerful and profound. It's not something that can be forced or faked. It often seems to rise instinctively from the very core of our being, from a profound understanding that mutual support and kindness is critical to our well-being. In extreme situations, such as wars and natural disasters, loyalty can make the difference between life and death. This may be why loyalty is sometimes described as being in our bones or a gut reaction. The following exercise is an invitation to explore this important quality by looking at the unique way we each experience loyalty in our body. Take a gentle breath, relax your shoulders, and take a few minutes to experience the sensation of loyalty. You can either take your mind back to the situation you explored earlier, or else reflect on another relationship in which loyalty is a key factor for you. Focus your attention as strongly and clearly as you can, not on the circumstances in which loyalty arose, but on the felt quality of loyalty itself. Relive deeply the taste of this loyalty. Experience it as strongly as you can. Then, while maintaining the experience of loyalty, begin to explore where it might be located in your body. Be relaxed and open. Simply allow your intuition to direct you to the area of your body that seems to hold this sense of loyalty most strongly. If there seems to be more than one place, ask where to focus first. Trust your intuitive answer. Once you've placed your attention on one particular area of your body, ask this sense of loyalty to show itself to you, to present itself to your mind as a symbol, color, sensation, sound, or words. The following questions may help. Is the sense of loyalty located close to the surface of your body or deep inside? What size is it? Is it large or small? What shape is it? Is it flat or three-dimensional? Does this sense of loyalty have a color? If so, is it one color or many? Is it light or dark, transparent or opaque? Does this sense of loyalty have texture and density? Is it solid, hard, spongy or liquid? If it were made of something, what material would that be? How old is this sense of loyalty? Is it young or ancient? What was the purpose of this sense of loyalty to be in your body? What job does it do in your life? Is it doing that job well? Or does it need something from you to do the job better? If so, what might that be? If the sense of loyalty seems old or ancient, what wisdom does it have that can help you? Are you willing for this inner sense of loyalty to transform or grow in any way? If you're not, let that be okay. Be gentle with yourself and trust that your mind has done its work, that all is well. Simply recognizing and being aware of your capacity for loyalty will begin a process of change. Now, gently move your attention away from this dialogue with your inner sense of loyalty and give yourself permission to let go. And relax. The more we are able to develop our capacity for loyalty towards the people and other living creatures around us, the easier it will be to build the warm, stable, and loving relationships that we all depend on for our happiness and well-being. If you found this exercise helpful, you can repeat it to continue the transformative process. If helpful, you are invited to record whatever images it brings up using paper, pencils, and paints. You can also apply this exercise to any other guideline that you particularly wish to explore and strengthen. May the practice of loyalty enrich our lives and the lives of those around us.